departure. Brothers and sisters, we are leaving 2025. Some people are going, thank God, I'm out the gap. We are going to 2026. And whatever your year has been like, thank you, Jesus, that you are found in the house of the Lord at the end of it. Amen. God has brought you to the end of the year. So what I want us to do before we get into the word is to pray over it, yeah? This is a house of prayer. If we don't pray here, there's something wrong. So will you stand with me as we pray? We do that as a sign of respect to God.
Yes.
So if you want to close your eyes, it helps us focus on God. It gives people privacy too. And what we like to do here at Grace is we lift our hands. The Bible tells us to do that. It's a sign of surrender. It's a sign of being open to God. So if you want to do that, feel free. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we thank you for 2025. Whether it's been good, bad, ugly, the best year of our life, you have kept us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of it, the favor, your mercy, your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, that you have done things that we don't even know about in 2025. And before we ask you, Lord, for anything, we want to thank you for everything today. Thank you that you sent your son to die on the cross for us. We pray, Lord, anything that we need to say sorry for, search our hearts even right now. We ask humbly for your forgiveness. And we receive your forgiveness fully. We pray, Lord, as we hear your word today, Heavenly Father, speak to us. To the prayers that we've been praying, to the doubts and to the questions. Give us direction for the year ahead. Give us encouragement, Lord, in the year ahead. Give us today in your word, your whisper of your voice. We pray, Heavenly Father, that your presence would fall on everyone in this room. Penetrate our hearts and our minds. I pray for any hard hearts, Lord, soften them.
Amen.
So we surrender to your will and to your ways. We love you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We trust you.
Amen.
We believe your word.
Amen.
And we thank you in advance for what you're about to do.
Amen.
And the people of God said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prepare for departure. Now, I'm assuming most people know what an airport looks like. And if you haven't been in one, you've probably seen it on a movie, right? But most people hate airports, don't they? And if you're going to an airport, what do you bring with you?
Your luggage.
Your luggage. And I brought my luggage with me today. Do you want to see my luggage?
Yeah.
Two people. Thank you, Troy. Come on. Always supporting the real ones. Here it is. It's blue. Hallelujah. My favourite colour. Blue. So, today we're looking at the Word of God. We're looking at it with the lens of the year coming. But I'm going to use some illustrations, some symbols, some analogies. Now, everyone here in the room is smart because you're in the house of the Lord. Right?
Yeah?
You do have to be smart to be here. So you're intelligent. I don't want anyone going away from today's word going, the pastor was just on about a bag and an airport. No, it's all illustrations, yeah? So just in case anyone's confused. So here is my bag. Do you like it?
Yes.
Who said that? No, Thomas, go on away. Anyway, we're going to start our word. Let's have a look and see what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the pre-boarding announcement for flight 2026, departing from the narrow gate. If you are still wandering around Terminal 2025, like the children of Israel in the wilderness, please start making your way towards the narrow gate. We promise this journey will not take 40 years.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to the narrow gate, are you?
Amen.
Some of you, it's going overhead. It's all biblical. It's all biblical. Here's the first thing for 2026. Brothers and sisters, we got to weigh our baggage. You've got to weigh your baggage. Now, if you've ever been to an airport, and if you've ever flown with Ryanair, they're the worst. I'm not on Aer Lingus money, like. But you've got to weigh your baggage. And it looks like this, doesn't it? You check in your baggage. I know what it is now, 20 kilos. Carry-on is 10 kilos. If you're overweight on your baggage, you've got to get it down to the right weight. And people in airports do crazy things. You'll see people opening their bags and start chucking things in the bin. Do you ever see that?
Yes.
They start throwing away shoes and coats, and you're going, what's going on? They're overweight in the baggage. Some people will start throwing on clothes, won't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see the hats and the scarves and the coats and five pairs of socks. Very good. People do all sorts. And then there's some people, they don't even care, and they'll just pay whatever they have to for the extra baggage, the extra weight, don't they?
Yes.
But whatever you bring, there's a cost. There's a cost. Here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. God bless your word. Hallelujah. Amen. It says this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. How do we do this? We do this by keeping our eyes on
Jesus.
Come on. The champion who initiates and perfects our faith. That's what we do. Brothers and sisters, we all have baggage. We just don't like to admit it. Some baggage that we have is emotional. Some baggage is something bad happened maybe this year. And maybe you're looking at 2026 and you're afraid. You're afraid of the health scare. You're afraid of God not answering that prayer. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So for us as Christians, if we're looking at the new year and we're afraid, that's not God. We got to switch to faith. We got to lighten our baggage on that one. You might need to deal with whatever happened. It's not taking away that it wasn't traumatic or upsetting. But brothers and sisters, that's not a God. Sometimes our baggage is relational. There are certain people you need to block. There are certain people you need to reposition in your life. There are certain people, every time you have a conversation with them, you go away drained. Do we know these people? And if you don't know them, you are one. Yeah? I'm messing. Not here. Not here. We all have baggage. Sometimes our baggage is spiritual. Sometimes the baggage is what worked once isn't working now. I used to talk to God about this. I used to read my word and pray and fast and God would move, and that's not working anymore. Do you know what I found over the years of being a Christian, trying to follow the Lord, is what worked in one season doesn't necessarily work in the next. God stretches you, wants to deepen his relationship with you. And sometimes we get complacent and it's a tick the box of, I prayed, I've read my Bible, I've gone to church. God wants a relationship. He doesn't want you coming into church, here's my 2026 prayer and that's it. That's a great start. God wants you every day. God wants you every hour. Do you want him that way? So brothers and sisters, for 2026, as we look at it, what emotional, spiritual or relational baggage are you carrying into it? Because we've got to throw those things off us. If we don't do those things, it's like in the airport, you're going to pay a cost. You pay a cost for bringing that relationship in to 2026. You pay a cost for not addressing what God has asked you to address. And you know what gets frustrating? Is you'll be here in the house of the Lord this time next year and going, God, you didn't answer the prayer. And God is saying, you didn't do the work. I've been in that position years and years, and you're going, I keep praying for the same thing. And it's going, I didn't address what I needed to address. That's on me. That's not on God. That's on me. So brothers and sisters, make sure we're weighing our baggage going into next year.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin boarding in just a few moments at the narrow gate for flight 2026. We now invite passengers who are heavy laden, over-caffeinated or emotionally done with 2025 to pre-board. Also invited are families with small children who have successfully survived Christmas. Your crown is in heaven. Please have your Bibles, boarding passes, and identification ready. Peace be with you.
And also with you. Hallelujah. Are we ready to get into 2026?
Yes.
Narrow gate. Okay. So here's my baggage. But I need to check, have I packed the wrong things? So I might know where I'm going next year. I might have a goal, a sense of what God is doing. You might be walking into next year going, God, I have no clue what's going on. I just know that you're with me. That's enough, amen?
Amen.
It's enough. But sometimes we pack the wrong things. So I'm going to go through my baggage. Do you want to see what's in my baggage? Yeah, one of the kids, yeah, what's in your baggage? Okay, here's the first one. Oh, this is a good one. Record of wrongs 2025. Oh, now, if you know your Bible, the Bible says love is patient, love is kind. It keeps no record of
wrongs.
But I got some wrongs I kept record of. So, here's my list. First one. John never paid me back the €50 October. Second one. Susan didn't wish me a happy birthday. Now that was May, if you want to take out your calendars, my birthday is May 26th. Do with that information what you want. I wish her a happy birthday, but she didn't wish me. Okay, here's the third one, my record of wrongs. I kept screenshots of that fight I had with my friend so I can prove that they were wrong if needed to. That's a bit of an old one, that's 2024. But I have them ready in case they're needed. Okay. Here's my next one. I fell out with Anne in 2019. Me and Anne were like this, bestie boos. I fell out with Anne in 2019, so I'll never trust someone like that again. Are you quiet on that one? There's no laughing there. Okay, next one. I forgave that family member for the time that they messed up, but I'll keep reminding them of it. Anytime they mess up. This is vintage. This is 2012.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm holding on to that. I'm holding on to that. And here's the last one. 2023. Paul Murphy got the promotion and work before me, even though I did more work than him. So I keep a list of everything I do and show my manager every time in my one-to-one. That's a good one too, isn't it? They're lovely records of wrongs. Will I bring them into next year?
No.
No. Why not?
No.
Keep no records of wrongs. That's what we learned. I know we're laughing at these, but brothers and sisters, we do them. You remember when someone did you wrong. You remember because you have the screenshots on your phone and you're holding them just in case someone does something. Does God remember your sins?
No.
So why do you remember the sins of others? And what you need to do for 2026, all these lists that we come up with, put them away.
Amen.
Don't be bringing them.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yep.
Yep. Here's the next one. Sunscreen. Factor 55 for my dad's bald head. Hallelujah. Now, when we go into 2026, what year are we going into? Or what year, what month are we going into?
January.
What's the weather like in Ireland in January?
Gorgeous.
Got the bikinis on there now, lads. Gorgeous. The speedos on, like. Sunscreen. Do I need sunscreen in January in Ireland?
No.
It's not the season. But I'm going to hold on to it just in case. And brothers and sisters, we have things that we hold on to just in case. And we bring them into year after year after year. I'll hoard these physical things in my house just in case I go back to that time of poverty that I experienced. We're laughing, but it's true. I'll keep on to that person. I'll just reel them in close enough so if I want to connect with them again, if I want to use them again, I can. I'll reel them in. Brothers and sisters, you need to know what time and season it is in your life. For some of us, it's not summer 2026 that we're going into and spiritual life is amazing. For some of us, we're struggling to get out of the bed. For some of us, it's winter, it's grief, it's hard. And God doesn't want you holding on to things for a different season. Because when we do that, You're not doing it out of faith, you're doing it out of fear. It's a fear of, if I control this, then I won't have to ask God for it. He's not going to provide. Brothers and sisters, whatever season you're in, God will provide for it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I gotta fix my microphone, my hair's getting in the way. God's going to provide for whatever season you're in. And some of us, we're holding on to the old things. And here's what it says in the book of Isaiah. God, look, God is doing a new thing. So whatever you're holding on to that's old, let it go. Because God will provide. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's see what else. Do you know there's different people who pack, isn't there? There's some people I know, like my father, and he'll go somewhere and he'll say, I'll pack my socks and jocks. Only the Irish people know what's going on, everyone knows what's going on. Some people pack very light, don't they?
Yeah.
And then some of us, the women in the room, we can pack everything. We want options, don't we? I want multiple outfits. I want maybe an open-toe shoe by the beach. I want to have a, what's the hat called? A fedora or a baseball cap. You might want options. People pack all different ways. Let's have a look at what's in my bag. Oh, look at this. A Game Boy. Anyone have a Game Boy growing up? No one wants to admit that they had a Game Boy growing up. Do I need to fix my mic? Is it okay?
Closer.
Sorry, bear with me now. Technical difficulties this morning. It's not working. That better?
Yep.
Yeah, it's okay. Will I go handheld?
No,
you okay? Okay. So Game Boy. Anyone have these back in the day?
Yep.
One person missing. Okay. Anyway, Game Boy. The first Game Boy I got was 1996, and I was 4 years old. So that's nearly 30 years ago. Yeah, you can do the maths. And people play different games on these things. And there's nothing wrong with playing a game every now and again, isn't there?
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. But here's where it goes wrong, brothers and sisters. Paul says in the Bible, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like a child. But when I was a man, what does he say?
I put away childish things.
I put away childish things. Some of us this year, brothers and sisters, we need to put away childish things. I'm not talking literal games now, but if I'm getting lost in these and escaping from reality, I'm regressing, I'm going back to childish things. Some of us, it's our phones, and you spend more time in front of a screen than you do in real life. It's not even in the Word of God. For some of us, it's websites or money or people, and we go to these things. And brothers and sisters, we need to let some of the old things go. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to throw that away too. As I says, Matthew 16. Sorry now about this microphone, I might go handheld. It says this. Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Here's the key part. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, is it eternal luggage or earthly clutter that we're bringing into next year? If you were to see the Lord today in heaven and speak to him, and he said, what did you do with your life? I looked at a screen. I worked all the time. Or as you're going into the new year, your goals and plans, I want to run a marathon. Fab, nothing wrong with that. But what do you want to do for the kingdom of God? Is it eternal luggage or earthly clutter? Let's have a look at the next one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding all remaining passengers for flight 2026. Please ensure that you have laid aside every weight, especially the emotional baggage you've been dragging around, like Samson pulling the gates of Gaza. Unapproved baggage for flight 2026 includes regret, bitterness, unforgiveness, and that thing the Holy Spirit told you to deal with in March, and you still haven't. All liquids over 3.4 ounces must be declared, unless they are the tears the Lord has kept in his bottle. Thank you.
Thank you too. Okay, here's one of our other ones. Are you forgetting someone in 2026? Anyone see the movie Home Alone? Macaulay Culkin for Christmas, one of my favourite Christmas movies. If you've seen it, this child gets left at home while his family go to Paris and he's in America. Talk about messing up. Do you know who someone else was left as a child? Jesus. Here's what we read in Luke 2. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12, they attended the festival as usual after the celebration was over. They started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Watch this. His parents didn't miss him at first because they assumed he was among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, if that was in Ireland, you'd be calling Tusla, wouldn't you? 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. I want to go back to this bit. His parents didn't miss him at first because they assumed. Brothers and sisters, as we go into 2026, some of us, we are assuming that God is in the plans that we've made. And if we're being honest, some of us might have prayed on it, but we didn't wait to hear an answer from God. You've made the decision. You've made a call. I'm going here. I'm doing this job. This is what I want to achieve. And some of us need to be honest and go, is God in this? Even for Jesus' parents, they went on to the next thing, which was back home. And it was only when they realized that he wasn't there, they had to go back. Sometimes we mess up, we leave Jesus at the last stop in our lives. And it's not until we're in something that we realize, oh my gosh, he's not in it. Do you want to hear a time that I messed up? Yes, please.
Of course we do.
Of course we do. Show us your phones. Okay, here's a time I messed up. In lockdowns, which was a fabulous time for some people, it wasn't for me. In lockdown in 2021-2022, I started living on my own, I was working at home, and one of the things that I did to try and keep me sane was I went and did a part-time master's in college, online. And I had my undergrad done, and it was a good thing. I enjoyed the subject, I was learning, it was definitely keeping me sane during lockdowns. And I came out of COVID in 2022, the summer, and I completed my first year, and I did great. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I paid for these masters myself, a couple of thousand euro. And that summer, God spoke very clearly to me to not to do the second year. And you know what? I didn't like God's response. Anyone ever like that? Going, God, that's not what I want. As if I can say that to God, but we do. Yeah. But that's what I said to God. I didn't like the response. I didn't like the response because I already had invested my money and my time. I'd already told people I was doing this. I wanted to do it. But if I'm being very honest, when I started this part-time master's, I didn't really seek God in it. I just did it. Because I was in a crisis. COVID was a crisis for me. And I'm going, how do I survive? And that's the decision I made. Now, some people on the outside would go, there's nothing wrong with that. You're paying for it. You're enjoying it. But in my heart, I hadn't sought the Lord in it. And that summer, God also showed me my heart behind doing it and completing it was also an ego and a pride thing. I was using this master's as something to hide behind, as a level of education, as look what I can do. And God had to humble me. Do you allow God to humble you?
Yes.
It's hard. So here's what I did. I was obedient. I dropped out of the masters. I had to tell people I wasn't doing it anymore. And I didn't know what I was doing next. But here's what happened. That September, when I was meant to do this masters, the money that I would have spent, the thousands of euro, something came up in my life where I needed thousands of euro out of the blue. If I had done that master's, I wouldn't have been able to deal with what happened in that September. It says in the book of Proverbs, the Lord directs our steps. But I had left Jesus when I did that first year in my master's. But God spoke to me. Here's another thing. God whispers at us. Don't let him shout at you. You know God's talking to you about certain things. And some of us, it's the humility and the surrender to go, God, I don't want to do this, but I know you're not in it. Whatever 2026 plans you have, I hope for you, brothers and sisters, you'll lay anything down for the Lord. Anything that you do, if God's in it, you want it. But if God's not in it, are you willing to walk away? Are you willing to walk away from the relationship? Are you willing to walk away from the career and the job? If God's directing you somewhere else, brothers and sisters, go with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So have you gone ahead of Jesus in your decisions for 2026? That's the key. I'm going to change mics. Is that okay? Is it bothering? Yep.
27 and short.
Do you have 27? Good man.
Give it up for Pastor Mike.
Hey!
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Get away from me. Just down the back of my shirt. Oh, lads. You're very good. You're very patient with me, aren't you, today?
Yeah.
You're the best. Thank you very much. Thanks for your patience and your kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, much better. Here we go. Number four, have you a power adapter? If you've travelled internationally, you know these things. If you forget them, you're snookered. You can't charge the iPhone. You can't watch Netflix. Wraps your head. And here's my one. It matches my bag. It's blue. But you know there's different ones. There's different ones for Europe, for UK, Australia, the US. Wherever you go, you're going to need one of these. And here's what the Lord said to me. We can have everything right. You can have the right baggage. You can have the right things. You can have the right seat. You can have the right destination. The right education, the right relationships, the right heart and something. But here's the key. If you don't keep connected to God on a daily basis in 2026, you won't have the right power to do what he's called you to do. It's daily. It's not a prayer at the end of the year, I commit my year to the Lord. It's daily committing every day of 2026 to the Lord. That's how the power of the Holy Spirit works. Here's what it says in John 15, verse 5. This is Jesus speaking. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do. You think you can do it. But you'll learn very quickly. When you do something without God, it's not going to work. It's not going to last. You won't sustain it. He can bless you in the job. He can bless you with the person, but you won't be able to keep it. If God gave it to you, whatever it is, to keep it, you've got to keep God at the center.
Yes.
You see it all the time. God gave you the job. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then you get into the job and you stop going to church. You stop talking to God. You see it in relationships. People get married on their wedding day in front of God. And then they get married, and in the marriage, they leave God behind. What God has given you, if you want to keep it, if you want to steward it, you've got to keep God at the center.
Amen.
You can have the right calling, but the wrong connection. You can do everything right, but if your power doesn't come from God himself every day, it's not going to work. And here's the last one. Final call. Is that working, Benny? One second. There's another sound. Do you like my sounds today?
Yes.
Here we go. Here's the last
Ladies
one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final call for flight 2026. If you are still lingering in the duty-free shop of I'll Get Right With God Later, please note that later is not a guaranteed departure time. The doors to 2025 are now closing. If you've missed your chance to fix everything this year, welcome to God's grace, where he gives you a fresh start. Anyway, your ticket for this flight of 2026 has already been paid in full by Jesus himself.
Hallelujah.
No additional upgrades needed. Grace comes standard. So please take your seats, fasten your hope securely, and ensure your joy is in the upright and locked position. Thank you for trusting in God, and we hope to see you soon.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All your tithes and offerings go to that. Amen. Final call. Brothers and sisters, 2025 is finishing. It's final call. About to go into 2026. And when you're in an airport and you hear these final calls, the flight's about to leave. And people miss flights all the time. Some people miss flights because they're not organised enough. They didn't pack correctly, they didn't look at Google Maps or traffic. And for us as Christians, do you know how that happens? When we stop talking to God, when we stop listening to God and reading his word, you get sidetracked. You get caught in traffic of life and the busyness of it. And you can miss the very thing that God has called you to. Some people choose not to board flights, don't they? They book the flight, but they have a fear of flying. And we heard at the start, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. You can have done everything right. You know God has called you to this. And it gets right to the end where you need to do the thing. And then it's like Peter in the water. And you get afraid. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And you just need to do it. You need to do what God has called you to. Hesitation makes you miss your destination. As we go into 2026... whatever you're hesitating on, go do it. There's things, I know we joked about it in the announcements, there's things that God has spoken to you about this year or 10 years ago, and you just need to do it. And that's what's delaying everything. You just need to be obedient in it. And people, we're praying for different things. We're praying for the relationship, but we won't pick up the phone and say sorry. We're seeking God for these jobs, but we won't get the qualifications that we need to make it easier. It can be whatever your prayer is, whatever God has for you for next year, you still have to get on the flight. You still have to do your work. Here's what it says in 2 Corinthians 6:2. And if you are here today, and I know there's people in the room, and you're going, I don't know where I'm at with God, or I need to get right with God, this is for you. Here's what it says. For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You don't have to do 2026 on your own strength. You don't have to work and strive and think that's going to get you success. It's a part of it, but there's some things when we commit to the Lord, his grace, his blessing, his favor, his mercy can do abundantly more than all the hours you work. That's the God that we serve. When you are in line with the will of God, when daily you come into the presence of God, it doesn't matter what life throws at you. You know God is with you. You feel it, you sense it. But brothers and sisters, when we're not in relationship with God, and that's what he wants you. He doesn't want what you can do. He wants your heart. And we're speaking about this all year. He wants you. And you're looking at 2026, I'm going to do this. And that's not what God is looking at. God is looking at, who are you going to be? God is looking at, are you going to love him? God is looking at, what plans do you have that involve him and the kingdom of God? We are so focused on earthly things and we're missing. We have eternity in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Are you planning for next year? Or are you planning for eternity with God? These are the things that we need to look at, brothers and sisters. Will you stand wherever you're at? I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Can I ask everyone in the room just to close their eyes, just wherever you're at? We're going to pray. Just respect people's privacy. If this isn't your thing, that's okay. But just close your eyes and we're going to pray. If you're here today and those verses resonated with you and you're looking at 2026 and you're going, I need to get right with God. Maybe it's your first time, or maybe you've had a relationship with God before and you've just strayed, or you've drifted, or you've just dropped the ball. But today you know, I want to get right with Jesus. I don't want to go into 2026 without God. If that's you in the room, will you slip up a hand as a sign to the Lord? Okay, I see your hand. 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 There's over a dozen people in this room with hands up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we pray together as the people of God? Let's pray wherever you're at. And repeat after me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for dying for me.
Forgive my sins.
I want you to be my Savior, to be my leader, to be my God. Today, I choose to follow you in 2026 and all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. And the people of God said,
amen.
Amen. Give a round of applause to the people who've asked the Lord into their life. If you have said that prayer, your name is written in heaven. Hallelujah. And what we'd love to do is, if you go downstairs after the service, there's a connect desk. We have a free devotional book and a free Gospel of Mark. That's going to help you connect with God outside of a Sunday. So please get that. It's for free. But for everyone else here, I'm assuming we want God to be in our 2026. Yes? Will we pray for that? Do you want to raise a hand to heaven? It's a sign of God. I'm handing over next year before I'm even in it. Let's pray to our God who hears every whisper, who hears every cry of our heart. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for 2025. Thank you that you have looked after us. Thank you, Jesus, that you still have us here alive and breathing. But we pray for the year to come. We pray, God, that not just at the start of the year, but at the end of 2026, we will be in the house of God. And we will give testimony to the miracles and the works and the wonders that you have done in 2026. We ask you, Heavenly Father, stir our hearts that you're just not a Sunday God to us, that you're not an appointment slot in the week. Stir our hearts, Lord, that we want to talk to you every day, every hour, that we want your will in our lives and not just you fitting into what we want. We pray, God, over the year ahead that you would bless everyone here. Grant them success at whatever they put their hands to. We pray, Lord, that any plan of the enemy, any tactic, any scheme, any strategy would not succeed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Over our heads and our homes, over our hearts, Lord. Help us not just to be Christians, but help us to be disciples that follow you fully.
Amen.
We commit the year ahead, Lord. We love you and we honor you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Can I just share something with you? Can you throw up the slide of the flight that shows the flight number? It's on your PowerPoint there, or in your... So, at the last service, two of the guys were sharing with me. This is the one. Here's how God could speak to you miraculously. They were praying about whether or not they should go to Bogota in Colombia, because there's a big revival out there. And they prayed, Lord, would you show us whether we're to go or not? And Dara just threw up this. This is just a random photo. But the guys were showing me that the flight they would have to take, a Lufthansa flight, was flight number LH543. So they were praying whether they should go or not. And the slide today showed LH543. Do you think that's God saying something? He was speaking to them. Why did he speak to them? Because they prayed. If we pray, God hears us and he answers us. So I want to encourage you and challenge you. Do you see how weirdly God can speak to you and answer you in a way you never thought possible? Whether it's a big prayer or it's a tiny prayer, our God wants to connect with you. He wants to connect with me. We thank you, God, that you can speak to us in wonderful ways. You can break into our every day and our every night. For the closing days of this year, we pray your presence would be with us. And like the children of Israel of old, we pray, oh Lord, go before us as we go into a whole new year in just a couple of days. Speak to us, guide us, and protect us in Jesus' mighty name. One last time today, the people of God said, amen.